Okay, you left. You were unhappy with the way things were done in Washington.
Well, I left because I'd made a commitment that I wouldn't serve more than three terms.
But you were glad you were leaving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was glad.
So then what made you want to get back in again?
Oh, I didn't want to. I got talked into it and ran for the wrong reasons.
Talked into it by?
Oh, by a lot of people that wanted me to run. And again, I said no, no, no. And then I started really considering it spiritually and prayerfully. Then decided to do it and got in late, as you remember, late in March for a primary in July and a general election in November.
Let me detail some of that. And it was one of those perfect times because four-term incumbent Republican Don Nichols was not running. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have run if he was going to run again.
No, I actually called him and said, please run again.
So I don't have to.
I ran because I didn't think the person on the other side would represent the values of Oklahoma, and I was right.
You were fighting an uphill battle because Kirk Humphreys, former Oklahoma City mayor, was running. He was the favorite of the state and national Republican establishment.
Good guy.
And Corporation Commissioner Bob Anthony, also running, mm-hmm. was a state name.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you won by a large margin, 61% of the vote to Humphreys' 25%. That was in the primary. It baffled a lot of people, I would imagine, certainly Mr. Humphreys. Why do you think you were able to win and by that margin?
One is I'd kept my word on my term limits, which is unusual for a politician to keep their word. So I'd built trust, especially in the first and second district. They trusted me to be a man of my word. And I think the second thing is they wanted to make sure they kept the seat. Common old Republicans. And they had a formidable challenger in Brad Carson. How do you beat him?
If Humphrey was supported by the state National Republican Party, didn't you think, I am fighting against my own party?
No.
No?
No.
He was their favorite boy.
That's okay. I got into it late. You know, people get to support whoever they want to support. I don't care. The fact is, I'm going to run. If I can't convince them to vote for me, I won't win. If I can, I will. He had the money, he had the support, he had the senatorial committee backing, he had everything that you need to win. And I understand that. But that didn't mean I wasn't supposed to run. I ran because I thought I was supposed to.
Then in the general election, you did face Brad Carson, who had represented the 2nd District.
Took my place.
And in that election, you won by a margin of 53% to Carson's 42%. What was the main issue? What do you think tilted it in your favor?
Oh, it just became such a negative campaign. Again, I think the knowledge of my past behavior. A lot of things, people pretty well knew I wasn't running to become a U.S. Senator. I was running to try to fix problems. You know, the title wasn't what I was after, and a career wasn't what I was after. And you can see, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a career in public service. What's wrong with a career in public service is when it directs what you do, which is different than what we need done. That's what's wrong with a career in public service. And very few people have the moral strength to both recognize the difference and then stand, even when it's to their own personal political career's harm.
Then you were reelected in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You originally planned not to seek a third term.
I wasn't ever planning on seeking a third term.
Because you had a self-imposed two-term limit.
Yeah, I wasn't ever planning.
You never were planning on that.
Huh.
Okay. That would have been unlike you then to go against your word.
I wouldn't have done it. Matter of fact, I told the leader of the Republicans in 2012 that I would be gone by 2014. I mean, I told him that long before I knew I got sick again. So he knew that he was going to have a two-year election that he's going to have to raise the funds for.
Okay, because then in January 2014, you announced you would resign because of your health. But you knew that 2 years.
Yeah, but I resigned because I came to the conclusion you can't fix it there.
But it was your health, too, that drove you out.
No, it wasn't why I resigned.
Really?
I had planned on resigning. I mean, that's the story, and that's fine. I can't change that. But, you know, I had given notice to the leader that I was leaving in 2014 because I couldn't take it up here anymore. I couldn't take the duplicity, I couldn't take the lack of agreement, I couldn't take the lack of honesty, and I couldn't take the lack of leadership, including his. So he knew that I was leaving.